Hey guys, it's Devin from Res Life. I remember the beginning of video games. I mean the early, low-graphic, clunky ones you would pay a quarter in a machine to play. Think Space Invaders. They were pretty simplistic compared to World of Warcraft or Call of Duty or League of Legends. But the premise was really the same. You had to move forward into the unknown eventually. If you just sat there, inevitably something bad was coming after you. Like it or not, movement of some sort was required. Equally interesting was that you never knew what escape hatch or new weapon was right around the corner if you didn't move forward. Let's review. If you just sat there, maintained your status quo, afraid to move, you would predictably die. But if you moved into the unknown, you would discover all sorts of things that could help you succeed and some that would threaten you. I always died there too because I wasn't any good at video games, but it wasn't as predictable. Sorry, I digress. I think the point here is that you have to face the unknown future eventually. And it will be better in your terms of moving forward than having it crash in on top of you because you never moved. Movement into the future is what Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 tells us about. Listen for the moving forward part of this promise. Quote, God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. End quote. Maybe it's a little subtle, but it's right there. We are to walk in the good works that God has already set up for us to do. We're not to stay still, paralyzed, but to walk. Move out into the unknown future, certain of God's preparation beforehand.